some life-saving tips concerning grain bin safety today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com.
One of the things that we try to tell either a producer, farmer, or the commercial employee, just try not to go inside a grain bin.
That's Carlos Campabadal, an outreach specialist in grain storage and feed manufacturing with Kansas State University. Campabadal says if you do have to go in,
first of all, go in and shut down any equipment that could move grain in, move grain out, any moving part of equipment by putting a lock, putting a tag. And that's very standard procedure in the industry.
Campabadal says grain bin work is a team sport.
Have a spotter. Never go in by yourself. Always have somebody watching you. Have radio communication if possible or cell phone in case something happened.
Campabadal cautions not to forget the air quality in the bin as well.
If grain is spoiled, there's bad odors inside a grain bin. The atmosphere can change. There could be mold spores up in the air that could be some hazard in terms of respiration. I would suggest people to just go in with a mask to avoid any potential issues.
A while back, I did a show about the movie Silo, a fictional story of a grain bin entrapment. I recently watched it and would recommend it. It's available on at least two free streaming services. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.